Now let's take a look at the latest version of .NET, .NET 4 Beta 2. One important thing to notice here is that the two interfaces iObservable and iObserver are already defined in MS Corelib, and that they have this special out and in decoration on the type parameter. From all of the new features in .NET 4.0, one that I really like is that C# now supports co and contravariance. In our case, iObservable is marked with covariance and iObserver is marked with contravariance. What does this mean for users of Rx? Let's take a look. Imagine you have an observable that is of type string, but you want to expose it of type object. So let's create an observable string. And now we want to expose this object. In .NET Framework 3.5, you would have to create a new object representing that. But in .NET 4.0, with covariance, you can just assign the observable string to an observable of object. So observable of object OO equals OS. Okay, let's try to hook something up to this observable of object. OO.subscribe. And let's create instead of a lambda, we'll create a helper method to see that it really is of type object. So static void test object O. There. So let's add one more thing, because observable is asynchronous. We need to make sure that once we hook up the observable, we keep the program running. So we do a thread time sleep minus one, so that's infinite. And let's run this program. Test comes out happily. Okay, so that is covariance. Let's take a look if we want to do the opposite with observer. So we're keeping our string observer, and we're going to create an observer that is of type object. So var obo equals observer.create, and we have to specify the type here, object, and then test. And now we're going to try to use this observer on our string observable. So if you look at observable.subscribe and the overload that takes an observer, you'll see that it expects an observer of string. So let's try to pass in the observer of type object. There, and compile that. Seems completely happy. Let's add back our thread sleep. And let's try to run this. Perfectly happy. As you see, covariance and contravariance makes observable programming in .NET 4.0 even easier.